So we got to Chaf Chesam and Aleph, the top line. The Gemara says, Parsha Gedolah, the Korin al Sub Shnaim, Mishachas of Musaf of Mincha. Korin al Pien. So the Mishnah has somewhat of an ambiguous line. So the Mishnah had said that in Shachris, you would recite from the Sefer Torah, and Musaf, unclear whether Musaf is also part of Shachris, meaning you also recite from Kriya Satorah. And then it says Mincha, you read al Peh, whatever the Kriya was, al Peh. So unclear whether Musaf was lumped together with Shachris, that you read it from the Torah, or from with lumped together with Mincha, where it's Al-Peh. So Gemara says, Ibay Lu, Hechi Kamar, how do you read the Mishnah? B'Shachris Uva Musaf, Korin Oso B'Sefer, you read them together from the Sefer, or, and Uva Mincha, Korin Oso Al-Peh, K'Korin Hashma, and then Mincha time you just recite it Al-Peh. Oh, Dilma, Hachi Katani, or do you read the Mishnah as follows? B'Shachris Korin Oso B'Sefer, only during Shachris do you recite from the Sefer Torah, but Musaf Uva Mincha, Korin Oso Al-Peh, K'Korin Hashma, or do you lump together Musaf with Mincha that you also recite that Al-Peh? So says the Gemara, Tashma, Ditani, quotes a Bryce that answers this question, B'Shachris Uva Musaf, Nechnasin Lebeis HaKnesses. They enter into the shul, the Koran Kederach Shekoran Kol Hashana, and they read it from the Sefer Torah like they read the rest of the year, namely from the Sefer Torah. Uva Mincha, however, Yachid Korel Salpeh, an individual reads it Alpeh. Amr B'Yosi, Vichy Yachid Yachid, the crows divrei Torah Alpeh, but Sibor, are you really allowed to read something by Peh, but Sibor, there's an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara Gittin tells us one cannot recite Psukim Baalpeh. Se'ela, Kula Nechnasin, the Koran Asa Alpeh, Kikoran Eshma. They all individually go into shul and recite it individually, Baal Peh. But Einach Nami, you cannot recite Psukim, Bitsibor, Baal Peh, that's an Issa Deraisa.
Why Dafka Bitsibor? We're talking about Dvarim Shilich Sa'av, the
Exactly, that Gemara.
So why is that, that's Dafka Bitsibor, you can't do that?
Okay, yeah, so the number of different shitas out there. Tosos, I think it's Tosos and Erichin who writes that only when you're being Motsi De Rabim does the Issa apply. And when you're not being Motsi Rabim, one's allowed to. But to Svara, I think it might be the Ritva says this in Yuma, that the Isser only applies to, it's modeled after the Torah when it was given at Har Sinai. Har Sinai was given that as a Tzibor. So if you're trying to replicate Kabbalah Satorah by being Motsi Rabim, by you saying Baal Peh, you're not representing it properly. When you're doing it individually, so you're not trying to replicate Har Sinai, so then it's permitted to say it on an individual. I think that's as far as the Ritva says, something along those lines. Okay. So then there is a lot to speak about this Isser. There's a machlokus whether or not this applies to Nevim Ksuvim as well, or only to Torah. What about things that are Shkum B'Fiv, things that people know by heart? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that something like Kriyashma, Karban Tamid, it gives a few examples that we know that Tzibur knows Baal Peh, one can recite Baal Peh. The Shulchan Aruch says Chayotzi B'davar, something like that. So unclear what else we know. So some posts can say, all we know is whatever the Shulchan Aruch tells us. Shema, Tamid, and I think there's one other thing on the list. Anything else we can't assume, we don't know what's Shkur B'Fiv. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings another example, he says, Tehillim is an example of something that's Shkur B'Fiv. So not in our generation, I don't think. He says also someone's giving a drasha, and it's hard for him to flip back and forth, he's also allowed to recite it, things Baal Peh, because of Tircha the Tzibur. So there are some exceptions. Okay, then the Gemara says, Kol Sheish Bo Halel Ein Bo Mamin. So the Mishnah told us, any day that there was Halel being recited, so then we do not say Mamid, we push off Mamid for that particular day. We push off, I think, from Shachris, we don't say it during Shachris, right? Yeah, I think we push it off Shachris. And in contrast to the day we had Karban Eitzim, we don't say during the Ilah. What does the Mishnah tell us? Yeah, exactly. See that? Around halfway down the Y lines on Vav and Aleph. The first word on the line is Lo hayu nechnasim b'pnei Kavod Shabbos. So it says, Kol yom sheish bo halel ein mamid b'shachris. But Karban Musaf, if there's a day of Karban Musaf, ein ne'ila. And Karban Eitzim ein b'mincha. That's all according to Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And Ben Azeh said, Kach Yerishua, he argued, Karban Musaf ein b'mincha, Karban Eitzim ein bo ne'ila. So if there are different events going on in the day, so you push off the maimed from a particular tefillas. So on that, the Gemara asks, Ma hefresh bein ze leze? What's the difference between this and that? What's this and that? So Rashi, all the way towards the top, Ma hefresh bein ze leze, two lines down, he says, Ma ishnat the carbon eitzim dachi mamid dineila umamid dimincha lo dachi. So when it came to the hala pushed off shacharis, and the musaf pushed off musaf, and carbon eitzim pushes off neila. So you want to know why was neila pushed off but not mincha? Why wasn't mincha pushed off by the carbon eitzim? And Tos has a different interpretation. Tos writes, Ma hefesh bein zeh lezeh. He asks the question as, Klomer, Ma hefesh bein carbon musaf, the carbon eitzim, the carbon musaf doche mincha, the carbon eitzim lo doche mincha. That the carbon musaf, when the deva, there's a musaf, that pushes off reciting maimed during mincha, but carbon eitzim is not able to push off the carbon mincha. Slightly different question, Rashi and Tosos. And the Gemara just answers simply, halalu divrei Torah v'halalu divrei sofrim. One's divrei Torah, one's divrei sofrim. What does that mean, says Rashi? Halalu divrei Torah, mincha, is divrei Torah. Kedamin mebrachos, Yitzchak avinu, tikin tfilas mincha, shenamar v'yitziyatza Yitzchak lasuch besad, l'fanos erev. Yitzchak davin mincha, that's deraisa. U'dinila midivrei sofrim. So according to Rashi, the way Rashi reads this is, that the question was, why does carbon eitzim push off ne'ila, but doesn't push off mincha? So it says, because since mincha is a deraisa, we're not able to push it off. Since ne'ila is only a divrei sofrim, we are able to push it off by the presence of the carbon eitzim.
But what's pushed off from it? It's not the actual
tefillah. No, the mamma that is... exactly.
Since the tefillah is...
Right, so a good point we're pointing out, I think, is that the mamad takes on, incorporated with it. Not simply, it's the time you do it. It becomes a part and parcel of that particular tefillah. Now, the obvious question in Rashi is, it's not really, the Gemara. The Gemara calls mincha divrei Torah, and mincha is not really divrei Torah. It's, Yitzchak was before Matan Torah. So that Chorin point is that Mar Tzchiyah says, it doesn't really mean exactly. It's Machta Akra. It's not meant to be taken literally. And Tosas gives his own interpretation according to the way he asked the question, but we'll leave it aside. So then the Gemara says, "Man atzei kohanim v'ha'am." So what was this Mishnah discussing here? So I just had the list, I think, of the they just listed all the different days that the carbon eitzim were being brought. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara. Quotes from Brisa, Tanar Abana, Lama Hutzrach, Loma, Zman, Atzei Ikonim, V'am Amru, Kishalu B'nei Agola. So why do they have to say the time of the Eitzim of the Kohanim? Why list all these different things? So says the Gemara, did I skip a line? I didn't skip a line here, right? No. So Gemara says, Amru, Kishalu B'nei Gola, when they came back from Golos, L'matzu Eitzim B'lishcha, they didn't have enough wood. There was no wood to be used in Lishcha. There wasn't stored. Vamdu elu, and particular people, hisnabdu mishilahem, they said, okay, I'm going to donate any wood I have, I'm going to donate to the base of Migdash. Makach hisnu nevim shibeneim, shafil lishcha melea eitzim, you elu misnabdu mishilahem. So nevim at that time said, listen, that for now on, we're going to always have people bring donations of wood to the base of Migdash in light of this event. Shinemar vagorolos hipalnu al carbon eitzim, and they did different lots of where the carbon eitzim were, where they fell out, and Hakonim Halvim Va'am Lavi Leves Elokeinu Leves Havaseinu Leitim Mizumanim to be brought at particular times. Shana B'Shana each year Levar Al Mizbeach Hashem Elokeinu Kekasa B'Torah. So they instituted different times in light of what happened. So I'm not sure was the motivation because since there was a time where they lacked it, they never wanted to lack. So they wanted to make sure there's always enough and perhaps even surplus. Or was it really a celebration for those people who made an adava? We're going to make these yamin tovim for these people, the days that only you guys could have the opportunity to be involved in this. Since you guys, really stepped up when we needed you, we're always going to make these special days for you guys as a yamtiv. I'm not sure what the motivation was. Does it say what the motivation was? So the way it says here, at least, it was a schar. Like it was a schar. It was a reward for these people who stepped up. That was the motivation for it. And not because there was a concern of having a time where there'd be lacking some wood. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Imam Kohanim Levim V'chol V'chule. So, what line of the Gemara is this referring to? see.
Call me if you tell the shit though. The day that we said Zasu ben Yehuda.
Uh-huh. This was the day anybody who missed the day bring the carbon etzim would bring. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says now last narrow line on the Amud, Tan Rabbanan Mahayu bnei gonve al eli uvnei kotik tzios. So that was also part of the mission. The mission said that next line that these people would also bring Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash on this day. This was, the 15th of Tammuz.
Oh, they were with Zesu ben Yehuda, or B'nei Kotzik Tzios to Esrom Ba?
I thought you read it with Zesu ben Yehuda, let's see. Yeah, I think along with pronounced apparently Zatu ben Yehuda have here on the 15th. Along with the Zatu ben Yehuda, they the Kohanim Levim, anybody who missed the opportunity to bring, and Bnei Gonve Eli uvnei Kotik Tios also were brought on this day. So what exactly? Why were they on this day? So the Gemara explains Tanur Banan again. Mahayu Bnei Gonve Eli uvnei Kotik Tios Amru. Hamachas, one time, Gazu Hamalchas Gzeirah Yisrael Shalei Aviu Eitim LeMarachah. The Bnei Gzeirah is no longer it's Klai allowed to bring wood to the Mizbech. Vishalei Aviu Bikurum Nishlaim. Also, they couldn't bring Bikurum either. Hoshivu Prosdalus Al Drachim. They set up different stations. Kederach Shoshiv Yerav Ben Nevat. Just like Yeravim did, Shalei Yadlu Yisrael Regel. He did this so no one could go Ali Regel. So they did a similar thing to place different posts to make sure nobody brought wood or Bikurum to the Mishkan. Interesting line that they compare this to Yeravim ben Nevat. Something comes to mind now. Unfortunately, whenever Klaisa does something bad to themselves, the nations follow suit. So it's similar to what happened with the burning of the Rambam and the burning of the Gemaras. That Rambam wrote his sefer, the Yad Chazaka, Ben Yonah was very against it. People started burning the Rambams. Shortly thereafter, the Christians started burning the Gemaras. They saw what we did, so that's oftentimes the Midah Kenegad Midah. So this is many generations later, I think, but Yeravam initially set up stations, who himself was a member of Klai Yisrael, he was a king, he set up stations that no one should go to Lila Rego, so the Goyim, sometime later, set up other stations to make sure they wouldn't go bring Bikurim and wood to the Mizbeach. So Ma'asu, so what do these families of Bnei Gonvei Eli and Bnei Kotzi Ksias do? So Ksherim, Ma'asu Ksherim, what are the Ksherim, the Tzadikim, the people who wanted to follow Halach and help out, what do they do? Heviu Sali Bikurim, they brought baskets of Bikurim, the first fruits of the season. Now, Bikurim only applied, by the way, to the Shivr HaSaminim, nothing more than that. The Chifun B'Ktsius, and they lined the Bikurim with, I think wood, right? Rashi says, no, Te'en Mivashim, dried out figs. Kochinoso, V'Osun Mehem Agulim, and they pressed them and made these the fig cakes. The Nutlum, and they took them. V'Ali Ali HaKasrem, and placed them on their shoulders. And then Kevin Shigiu Eta Pruzdos, once they approached these posts that were blocking, Amulahem Lehichatem Holchen. So they asked, where are you people going with these baskets? Amulahem Sos Shnei Iguli Dvela B'mach Tesha Shilafenenu. We're going to make two cakes, fig cakes, with the Machteshes, the pounder that's in front of us. Ubale Ubaeli Shal Kasrenu, and the Eli is like the saw, I think, that was used to cut these cakes. They're very, very hard. In the cave in Sha'avru Mehen, and once they pass these posts, Itum Besalam, they adorn themselves with baskets. The halacha is you're supposed to make the baskets look very pretty with the Bikurim. And Hivim Yushalayim, and they brought them eventually to Yushalayim. And Tana Hain Hain Bnei Salmei Hanatufati, these people happen to also be referred to as Bnei Salmei Hanatufati. That was, I guess, their real name. Rashi says they did something similar to this as well. So either way, that's why these people, since they really put themselves on the line there and continued to bring Bikurim and continued to bring the wood, they're zocha to have a yantif also for themselves to bring wood on that day, the 15th of Tammuz. Now the Marsha wants to know, why were dafka these two gzeiras instituted, that of Bikurim and that of the bringing the Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach? So he said, Marsha explained, because these two things have a din of simcha to them. We already saw a couple times that the day the carbon etzim were being brought, the day the etzim were being dedicated, was a yom tov for that family. So it was a day of simcha. And number two, Bikurim also has a lot of simcha affiliated with it. So therefore, these two things about Simcha, they wanted to be okir any Simcha among Klal Yisrael. The Ein Yaakov says differently. The Ein Yaakov thought that these two gzeras were something that they didn't affect the prices of fruits. I mean, they wanted to be institute gzeras, but they didn't want to be so obvious about it. So they said, "Oh, we're instituting these particular gzeras, so the fruit shouldn't be the market. The fruit shouldn't go up higher." Why would that be the case? I'm not sure. If you bring more fruit to Yerushalayim, it's going to make the fruit more expensive. It's going to be cheaper. More fruit, it's going to be cheaper then.
I guess there'll be less fruit for regular people's consumption if you bring fruit up to Yerushalayim.
Outside Yerushalayim, you're saying it'll be less fruit? Uh-huh. Okay, maybe. So you felt that was the concern. That's why these two particular gezeiros. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Tanir Rabbanan Mahin B'nei Salmei Hanutufti. So what is this other family that the Brisa just mentioned? What do we know about them? Samu Pamachas Gazu Malchas Gzeral Yisrael. Once made the Gzera Shali of Yu'itim Lamarcha, and then you can't bring the wood to the base of Migdash. Voshivu Pruzdos Al Hadrachim, they set up stations as well. And Kederach Shoshiv Yeravim Nevat Al Hadrachim Shali Al Yisrael Regal, just like Yeravim did. Sama Asu Yurechet. Interesting, we called them before Ksherim, here we call them Yurechet. Seemed like the same thing. What did the Yurechet Shab also Dor? What do they do? Hevu Gzirn Vas Asu Sulamos. They made ladders and v'nicha kasem and place them on their shoulders. V'halchulahem, and they went along their way. Came in shagiu etzan. Once they got to these different posts, amulahem leichanatem holchem. Where are you guys going with these ladders? Amulahem lahavi gozlos meshuvach shlofeinu. We're going to take down some of these young birds that are in the shovach in the bird's nest, and we're going to use these ladders to get up there to take these birds. Came in shavuman. Once they passed these posts, pirkum. They removed, separated, they took apart the ladders into pieces. They brought them up to Yerushalayim. And on these people, and people like them, who really were Moser Nefesh, it said, Zeicha Tadak Levracha. However, in contrast to Yeravim ben Nevat, the Chaverov and people like him, Nemar Vishem Yerusham Yerkov, his name should be Rad. Okay, so the Ein Yaakov explains the usage of ladders because the Goyim knew that they wouldn't use any wood that had any rotting, any holes in the wood. They would check the wood that would be used in Mizbech to make sure there are no worms or something bad in the wood. It wouldn't be used in Mizbech. So usually a person would make ladders from bad wood, so not to waste the good wood. You want to use the good wood for firewood, but not for the bad wood to use. At least it has to be sturdy, of course, would be used for ladders. So that's why the Dafka made ladders from the wood. They wouldn't even check the ladders to make sure that they were good pieces of wood. Also, what's interesting here is, I know there's a halacha that when it comes to Bikurim, you're supposed to already start adorning the shuk of Yerushalayim and have the basket on your shoulders or your head as you go up to Yerushalayim to make it a nice big event. But I think this is the only place that I'm familiar with, that even when it comes to the wood, the same idea applies. I mean, they could have brought the ladders up to the base of Mikdash and brought in the ladders, but they said once they left the post, they had to separate the ladders into different pieces of wood and then bring all the wood up, as if to say that also was a celebration to bring the pieces of wood ready to be brought in the Mizbech. Okay, then the Gemara says, Besim Bo, B'nei Pachas Ma'a Ben Yehuda. So the 20th of the month, so another family brought, so Tana B'nei Pachas Moav Ben Yehuda. So who is this family that has this name of Pachas Moav? Hein B'nei David Ben Yehuda. This is actually, they are direct descendants of David Ben Yehuda, according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hein B'nei Yoav Ben Tzuri. They're actually direct descendants from Yoav. Yoav was the general. So Rashi explains, so why do we call them Moav? We call them Pachas Moav. So Rashi explains that much higher up in the Rashi's, he says, Hein b'nei David ben Yehuda, David melech Yisrael, v'hachi karulei pachas Moav, sheba merus ha-Moaviyah, because we know David came from Rus, so that's why we call them Moav. And according to the opinion, Yoav ben Tzruya, sheba merus ha-Moaviyah, Yoav also apparently came from Rus, ki Tzruya im Yoav, achas David ha-Yisa. So Yoav was a, why are we calling him a sister of David? Atsuya Aim Yoav. Ah, the Atsuya, the mother of Yoav, was a sister of David. So Yoav was a nephew of David, so he was also a direct descendant of Rus. So two opinions, whether it's a descendant of Yoav or a descendant of David. Either way, ultimately came from Rus, Hamoviah. Then the Gemara says, Be'esim Be'elul, Bnei Adin ben Yehuda. The 20th of Elul was a different family. Tanur Rabbanon. Bnei Adin ben Yehuda. Hein Bnei David ben Yehuda. Hivri Rabbi Yehuda. Yosi Omer. Hein Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya. Similar machlokas, different people saying it. My first machlokas was between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. This one's between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. So how does the words Edin, Bnei Edin, has that connected to David and Yoav? So Rashi explains here, Bnei Adin, Hein Bnei David. Apparently, Sefer Shmuel refers to them as Adenu. So when he's learning Torah, when they're Osik B'Torah, they're Ma'adin, like Lashon, if it's like making it nice. Ketolas. What's that Ketolas mean here?
Worm.
It doesn't make it, yeah, like a worm. I guess soft. It soft like a worm, but they went out to war, they became hard like a piece of wood. I think talas might be a soft piece of wood, maybe. The worm makes the wood soft, I think. Yeah, soft like a worm. Okay. So they're soft like a worm when they're learning. So that's the lashon of Aden. They would soften themselves when they'd be learning Torah. I'm not sure how this shims with the other Gemaras, especially we have in Tainus, that says you're supposed to be, kasher kebarzel tam nechachem, and ka'ish. Okay, fine.
So Rabbi Yossi is saying both of these were Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya?
I guess so. I guess that's what comes out, yeah. I mean, I guess they felt it was strange. The names Adin and Pachas Mav were strange names, so it had to be referring to someone. So Rabbi Yossi thought there are two different families who were descendants of Yoav ben Tzruya. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Be'echa b'teves shebo, Bnei Parash Shniya. So, Mani Masisin, who is the author of the Mishnah? So, which point of the Mishnah are we referring to right now? Ah, okay. So, the Mishnah told us that Bnei Parish had brought two times. They brought two different days of the year. That's what I mean, Shnia. Right, they gave it twice. Implication is that only they brought twice, no other family brought twice. But according to other interpretations of who Pachas Moav was and who Adin was, we also have earlier on the 20th of Tammuz, David ben Yehuda brought it. So David ben Yehuda could have been repeated twice according to the other opinions. The Gemara says, Mani Masisin, who's the one who thinks that only Bnei Parish brought twice but no other family? Well, it couldn't be Lo Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir thinks that Bnei Pachas is also David ben Yehuda. Lo Rabbi Yehuda couldn't be him, because he thought that Bnei Adin was David ben Yehuda. And it couldn't be Lo Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi thought that both Bnei Adin and Bnei Pachas Mav were both the same family. So, Rabbi Meir, listen, Shabbo Bnei David ben Yehuda Shnia. Rabbi Yehuda listening Shabbo Bnei David ben Yehuda Shnia. Rabbi Yossi listening Shabbo Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya Shnia. Marshal Yael and Rabbi Yossi betrayed Tanai and leave with Rabbi Yossi. And really, it's Rabbi Yossi. Yossi, as you said, it wasn't really Machlokas. It wasn't really, he thinks, two families, that the families were the same ones. Rather, one opinion thinks Rabbi Yossi felt that this family was from Yoav, and the other opinion thought that the other family is from Yoav, but they're actually, they're not both true. Only one of them is Yoav, the other one's not from Yoav. So then the Gemara says, Be'echa b'teves lo haya bo maimed. On the first of Tevis, there was no Maimid because there was Halal, it was Rosh Chodesh, it was Chanukah, it was Karbon Musaf, a lot going on there. No time for Maimad. That's only day of the year. Good trivia question. So Amar Leh Mar Kshisha Bred Yav Chis to the Rav Ashi. He asks the following question. Maishna Halal, the Dachi Didei, who Maishna Musaf, the Lo Dachi Didei. Why, when it comes to Halal, so look at Tap Rashi explains the question here. Maishna Halal, the Dachi Didei, Maimid Shachrish. Halal, we say during Shachrish. And we therefore push off the Ma'amid of Shachris, because we lose whatever the 10 minutes of it takes to say Kalel, we don't have 10 minutes now to say Ma'amid. That makes sense. However, Maishna, Rashi continues, Musaf de lo dachididei, tikasani yom sheish bo Musaf, day that there's Musaf, ein bo mincha, we don't say mincha. Lo katani ein bo Musaf, we should knock out the Ma'amid that takes place during Musaf time, and not knock out the Ma'amid that takes place during mincha time. Right, that makes sense. So the Gemara says, yeah, you hear that question?
talking about? That Korban Musaf knocks out Mincha?
According to Rabbi Kiva, it was the other way around. According to Rabbi Yeshua, exactly. But now as they quote Rabbi Yeshua, that the day that's Korban Musaf, there's no Mamed during Mincha. But there is seemingly a Mamed during Musaf. So why would we not push off? Korban Musaf should push off a Mamed during the time of Musaf. And then there should be a Mamed during Mincha time. So Amar Le Rav Ashi Hashta Delav Didei Dachi, Didei Lo Kol Shekein. Ashi says further, if it's Docha the Mamed Mincha, it should certainly be Docha a Mamed during the Musaf time itself. It should be Docha two things then. So Gemara explains, Amar Le Hachi Kamir, this is what I mean to say Lecha. It should only be docha Musaf itself, Mamed during Musaf, and should not be docha Mincha, which what I thought was the Pashup Shah in the first place. Either way, the Gemara clarifies the question. So why, again, is the Korban Musaf being docha Mamed of Mincha time and not the Mamed of Musaf?
It sounds like the Gemara is still assuming it is docha itself at this point. That it is docha Musaf. Just the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's even...
Okay, you're right. So now we just docha both them. So why is it docha both the Mamed of Musaf and the Mamed of Mincha? It should only be docha Musaf. Thank you. Samalei Ika Rabbi Yosi de Kakavasech. Rabbi Yosi holds like you. Tani Rabbi Yosi Omer called Yom Sheish Ba Musaf, Yesh Ba Mamed. Mamed Demai. Which Mamed are we talking about? Ilema Mamed de Shacharis. Ha Tanakama Nami Hachi Kamar. If you think the Mamed of the Shacharis, Tanakama also holds this way. In regards to what? But even the Tanakhama thinks that the Korban Musaf is not going to be Docha, the Shacharis one.
It's not going
to be Docha. Let's see what Rashi say here. Look at Rashi for a second. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Kol Yom Sheish Ba Musaf Yesh Ba Mamed. The Tanakhama Palik, he's arguing the Tanakhama. The Amar Yom Sheish Ba Musaf, Ein Bo Ni'ila, Ein Bo Bini'ila, it should be. And he thought that there is going to be a Mamed seemingly during Nila. So you want to know which Mamed are we talking about? If you're talking about, Gemara says, Mamed de Shacharis, that there's going to be a Mamed de Shacharis time, that's what Rabbi Yosi says. Well, how Tanakama Nami Halchi? Tanakama also thinks it's Mamed during Shacharis. So that can't be what Rabbi Yosi is arguing on. Ala Mamed de Musaf Didei, Nami Lo Dalchi. Ala Mamed de Musaf. So must be talking about Mamed de Musaf, where Tanakama thinks there is no Mamed de Musaf, and Rabbi Yosi thinks there is Mamed of the Musaf. So then you're going to say, Did they Nami Lo Dachi? So are you going to say that the day there's a Korban Musaf, it's not going to be Docha, the Mamed of the Musaf time? It should certainly be Docha, the Mamed of the Musaf time. So then the Gemara says, Ella, the Mincha, referring to, it's the day that Zakari Musaf is going to be Docher, the Mamed of Mincha time, according to the Tanakhama. And Rav Yosi comes along and says, no, it's not Docher the Mincha time. So in fact, we see that this is the opinion above, that we said it's only going to be Docher Musaf, not Mincha. Then the Gemara says...
comes out the Mishnah is then not going like Rav Yosi.
Exactly. Right. Our Mishnah would say both.
And then we said that the part that says that there's two people from the house, or same house, and you said it's straight tonight, I'll leave the Rabbi Yosi.
Exactly. So Gemara says, oh, right, exactly. Different parts of the Mishnah house, you have to say. So then the Gemara says, and there's an Aleph here, so Gemara has a different gear, so let's go with the gear we have in front of us, I guess, for now. So the Gemara says, so if that's the case, Korban Eitzim Dachi, so Korban Eitzim, is there a Rashi here? Rashi says, the Bnei Arach Ben Yehuda. What's the question now? This should be Doche, the Mamed of Mincha here, it says. This meant again, we just said that the Korban Musaf is not going to be Docha, the Mamed of Mincha time. So it's saying if there's a day there's a Korban Eitzim, So then, we should be doche the mamad mincha. But from Rabbi Yossi, it implies a day that there's a mamad of musaf, even if there's a carbon etzim, we're not going to ever be doche mincha. This is a bit challenging, this line here. And that's why the Gur changes the girsa, I guess. So let's go with the Gur. So this, that's the Gur takes out the words. I'm going to ignore the words now since it's confusing here. So that's Ella de lav de nilish, shmamina, di day dachi, de lav di day lo dachi, shmamina. So we can see from all this, again, a bit confusing, that the Kari Musaf is only going to be doche, the tefillah itself that it finds itself in, meaning the mamad of Musaf is going to be doche, but it's not going to touch the mamad of Mincha later on, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. That was the question.
It's not going to touch Mincha or the Mincha or the Ne'ilah.
Right, it won't touch either one, only touches that particular Zman. And as you said, Rabbi Yossi comes out to be not like a Mishnah, because a Mishnah says it will affect both Zman Musaf and Zman Mincha. Rabbi Yossi argues on that. So the Gemara asks now, so we said that Aleph Teves was the one day a year where there is no Mamad. Mamados. V'lisni nami becha b'nisan. Lohi b'mamad. You should also suggest that the first day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there should not be a Mamad either. Why? Mipnei sheyesh bo halel, v'karbon musaf, v'karbon etzim. Just like Aleph Teves had halel of Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, had musaf, and had karbon etzim, so Rosh Chodesh Nisan also, we has what's one of the days listed as karbon etzim. So why is it any different than Aleph Teves? So Marava Zosameris Halila de Bresh Yircha Lav Deraisa. The halal we say in Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not Deraisa, as opposed to the halal we say on Tevis, in addition to being Rosh Chodesh, is also halal of Chanukah. Halal Chanukah is not quite Deraisa, but it's a full halal at least, it's a different level. So the one we say in Rosh Chodesh is not Deraisa. How do we know? Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishimon Ben Yehud Tzadok Shmona Asayo Meshana Yachid Gomer Banas Halal. There are 18 days of the year where in Eretz Yisrael, there's 21 in Chutz La'aretz, but 18 days in Eretz Yisrael, where a Yachid is complete, says Fal Halal. Ve'elohen, Shmona Simei Hechag, Shmona Chanukah, V'yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, V'yom Tov Shel Atzeres. So, what is it? 8 days of Sukkot plus 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16. 1 day of Pesach, that's 19, that's 17. And Yom Tov Atzeres, that makes 18 total in Eretz Yisrael. Ubegola and Chutz La'aretz, Eshin Ve'echa, there's 21 days. Ya Elohein Tisha Ba'a Yom Imechag, 9 days of Sukkot, Shmona Simei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. Shnei Yom Tovim Rishon Shel Pesach, 2 first days of Pesach, the only times we do a complete halal on Pesach. The remaining days we do not. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Atzeres, and 2 days of Yantiv. Now, once there was a person who got asked the question when he was applying to Kula Elyon in YU. So Shekhna asks any question he wants to ask. So he asked somebody, what were the 18 days that we recite Halo? So the person says, Sukkot and Chanukah and Pesach. And he's like thinking. He's like, I'm missing one. He's like, Yom Ha'atzmaut. So he forgot Shavuos is one of them. The person ended up not making it to the Kula Elyon. But so this is the list. This
the
list.
The shalom for Golan is probably where you want to start.
Right, exactly, right. So, okay. Now, this Gemara is very important because it sounds like it says Halal Rish Chodesh is not Deraisa, implies that the other Halals of the year of Shlosh Golan and Hanukkah are Deraisa. That's a big debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. Ramban gives the impression that the Rambam gives the impression it's Deraisa. The Ramban argues it's only Divrei Sofrim. Rambam in different places says different things, but this is an important source of the fact that it seems to imply that it is a Din Deraisa. Very interesting that it even refers to that of Halal to the Deraisa. So it plays out in the Sugyas at the end of Pesachim are very important. Interesting questions they want to know. The Yishom ask, why is Halal of the Karban Pesach, why is that not on the list? We only mentioned the first 2 days of Pesach during the davening. But what about halal carbon Pesach and halal during the eating of the carbon Pesach? Why is that not on the list? So, a few answers are given. Tosfos and Erchin says that the halal of carbon Pesach, not the eating, but during the Shechitas Pesach, that was only done in the Beis HaMikdash, so we weren't counting things in the Beis HaMikdash, we were discussing things that applied throughout the Zman, even Bizman Hazeh. The Brisker Rav writes that the Halel of Leil Pesach, now not of the Shitas of Pesach, he says was B'tar Shira, the famous Rav Haigon brought down in the Ran and Sukkah. It was B'tar Shira, not a typical Halel, therefore it doesn't go on the list of other types of Halels. Okay, so then the Gemara says, There's interesting tosas here, but I'm not sure if we're going to have time. Will we? Let's get to the two dots at least here a little bit. So then the Gemara continues and says there's a Maisa Shehaya once, Rav Ikle the Bavel. Once Rav was visiting Bavel, and Chazino de Kakari Halal Bereish Shiracha, he saw that they were citing Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Savar La Sukinu, that they thought that he wanted to interrupt them and stop. But you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Kaven de Chazid de Kamadal Gediluge, once he saw they're skipping to Kapitol Tilim, he realized, Amashma Mina, Minag Abasem Biodem, this is a Minag Ba'alma that they're saying. And that's why he didn't stop them. Nice minag, great. And Tani Yachel Lo Yaschel V'Mehischel Gomer. So the price is, on Rosh Chodesh, a person doesn't have to begin to recite Rosh Chodesh, but if he begins, he could complete it. So Shaila comes up all the time. I didn't know this many, many years ago. It was one of my first years in NYU. I had to go pay a shiva call to somebody. It happened to be in Rosh Chodesh. So I'm davening in the shiva house, and it's Rosh Chodesh. They don't say Halo. I'm so confused. So afterwards, I come back to YU, I see Rav Willig, I say, am I supposed to say halal now? I didn't say it in the Shabbat. I says, no, you don't say halal now. That's brought down in Mishabur. I only learned that years later. Mishabur writes that since Rosh Chodesh is only Bataras and Minhag, so you say it during, but if you miss it, you don't say it because of your Shiva home, you don't have to repeat it afterwards if you missed it, based on the fact that it's a Minhag. Now, there's a very important tosis here, two tosis, and they're very, very important. Let's do at least Tosfos. Amar Shmamina, the second one. Shmamina Minug Avosehim Biodeim. This is the Minug that they had from their fathers. That Yesh Mefarshim De Aminug Lo Mevarchin Mehacha. We learn from here that you don't say Bracha on Minug. That's the source from here. The fact that it's a Minug. Why do we learn this from? What's the source that is no mention of Bracha here? So I think that Tosfos and Brachos elaborates, and Suk elaborates a little bit more about the Raya here. But he goes on to bring other rayas here that we do not say bracha. V'chein mashu v'sukkah b'perek luf arava d'kamar. Amar abai hava kamina kamid rav Yitzchak. That ha'isi ha'i arava l'kamid shakil chavit l'chavit. Lo barach, they took the arava, which was the minog they had to do the hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah, and they didn't make a bracha. Kasavar arava minog ava nivim heim. A minog lo mevarachin, and we don't say bracha in a minog. Just like arava, which is a minog, there's no bracha. So too, minog rosh chodesh, minog of halal rosh chodesh, there's no bracha. Aval Rabbeinu Tam pasuk the mevarchin, we pasuk this way. You do say bracha on a minog. The isa de lo mevarchin im kain my kamer b'gemara. So it goes on to bring the other rayas, but there is a big machlokas. We've shown him Tosos is a Rambam. Whether you say bracha on a minog, we pasuk that you do say bracha on a minog based on the shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, David, shitas Rambam. I'm trying to remember right now the. Rambam, I think, holds this. Rav Shecht asks me, "Am I kol el yom b'china?" He asked me. We were talking about halal a little bit. It was right after Pesach, so he asked me, "Shitas Rambam about saying bracha on halal." And the shitas Rambam is that you do not say bracha on Rosh Chodesh, but you do say bracha on Chol Moed Pesach. But what's the difference? He asked me because Chol Moed Pesach is also half halal. All the other ones we say brachas on. Is full halos, Hanukkah, all days of Sukkot, the first 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos, but Chol Moed Pesach, it's a half halal, why would you say bracha? So the difference is, and Rosh Chodesh, you don't say bracha. The difference is...
That's it, by Pesach, you're supposed to say halal, just they took it away because they took it, did they say that you shouldn't do it because
That's only the seventh day.
Oh, that's on the last day.
Exactly.
But then you don't do it on Chol Moed because you're not doing it on the Yom Tov for the last day, right?
We usually don't do Chol Moed. The Gemara in Erechim says, we discuss this Gemara in Erechim because there's no Karim Musaf that doesn't change. We view Pesach as one long day because the fact that each day is the same as that carbon, Ka'e'ela, everyone says Ka'e'ela, it's the same, everyone knows that very well. The same carbon, but comes to Sukkot, each day is different carbon, so each day has a unique day. The day of a carbon is a unique day. So that's why it changed over each day in Sukkot, so you require a new hollow. But as opposed to Pesach, it's one long, 7 day long Yontif. So, but this point is, why is it different than Rosh Chodesh? They're both half halos, since there is an Issa Malacha, depending how you understand Chol Moed, Issa Malacha and Chol Moed, but since there's an Issa Malacha attached to Chol Moed Pesach, it makes it more of a Kedushas Yom than that of Rosh Chodesh. And for that reason, although it's half halal for technical reasons, because we view it, there's no different karbanos, but still, Be'etzim, there's a Chiv halal, and you do say Bracha. As opposed to Rosh Chodesh, it's really Minag Ba'alma. And then the Gemara goes back to quote a Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah about the various events that happened on Tisha B'Av and Shivas Sabatamas. So, Chamisha Dvarim Iru Es Avoseinu B'Shivas Sabatamas. Five bad things happened on Shivas Sabatamas. Nishtabru Haluchos. Minolan. How do we know that the Luchos were broken on the 17th of Tammuz? Titania. Mishish Lechodesh Nisnaser Sadibros. The Yisrael. On the 6th of Sivan, the Torah was given. The Luchos were given to us. Rabbi Yossi Omer Beshivaba was the 7th. Ma'adamar Beshisha. Nisna Beshisha. Nisna. Ubeshiva Ala Moshe. The one who thinks it was given on the 6th day. So the Luchos were given on the 6th day. And the 7th day, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to learn the Torah. Ma'adamar Beshiva. The opinion who thinks that on the 7th, he received the Luchos, B'shiva Nisna, B'shiva Allah. So the 7th he received it, the 7th he went up. So there's only Machlokas when he received the Luchos, but he actually went up for 40 days on day 7. That everybody agrees to. Dich said, how do we know this? By Yikra El Moshe, by Yom Ashvi, the 7th day he called Moshe, Moshe went up to Har Sinai. Uk Sivan's written, by a vote, Moshe B'soch HaNan, he went inside the cloud, by Yal El Ahahar, and he went onto the mountain, by he Moshe Bahar Arbam Yom, he was there for 40 days, Arbam Laza, 40 nights. So you do some of the math, it turns out to be Esen Varbad the Sivan, the Shitzar de Tamas, the 24 remaining days of Sivan, so the 30 day month, so 6 days, five, so including day 7, there are 24 days remaining in Sivan. And then we have Shitzar Batamas, 16 days of Tamas, giving us a total of 40 days. Maluluhu Arbam, that completes the 40. Bishivsar Batamas, Nochis, so the 17th in the morning he came down. And also Vitavrina Laluchos, he broke the Luchos. Uksiva, he kasher Karvel Machna, when he came close to the Machna, Vayar Saigal, he saw the eagle, Vayashlechim Yodavas Luchos, he threw down the Luchos, Vayashaber Osam Tachasahar, and he broke them at the bottom of the mountain. So that's how we know from this Psukim that the 17th of Tammuz when the Luchos broke. Batamas, Batul HaTamid Gemara, the fact that the Karvel Tamid was no longer being brought because they lacked. We said Machlok is exactly Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, either because of the Gzeira and Bais Sheni, or because in Bais Rishon there were no more sheep. So that's a Gemara. That we have as a Masorah, tradition. And then Huvka Ha'ir B'yud Zayin Ha'ava. The Gemara says, is it really true? The other thing listed in the Mishnah was that the city was overtaken in Shivasar Tammuz. That really happened on the 17th of Tammuz. Haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk tell us otherwise? The Pasuk says, the Chodesh Harvi, the fourth, which is Tammuz, right? Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz, the fourth month. B'tisha L'chodesh, the ninth of Tammuz. V'chazek harav ba'ir, and the famine grew so bad in the city. Uksib Asrei, then the very next Pasuk, is the very next Pasuk? The very next Pasuk, it says, V'tibaka ha'ir, V'gomer, and they took over the city. So we see that it happened on the ninth of Av. One's referring to the first bias, one's referring to the second bias. Ditanya. Barishona huvka ha'ir b'tisha b'tamas. B'shniya b'shivasabo. The first bias, Beis HaMikdash, was overtaken, the city was overtaken during the 9th of Tammuz, and in the second bias, the city was overtaken on the 17th. Then, what about Sarif Apostomus es HaTorah Gemara? The fact that Apostomus had burned the Sefer Torah, that was the fourth thing that happened on Tammuz, Shivasar Tammuz. That was also a tradition that we have. And the fifth and final thing that happened on Shivasar Tammuz is Hemed Selim Beheichel. They had established, they set up an idol in the Heichel. Minon, what's the source? How do we know that that happened? Dichsiv Umeis Husar HaTamid, when they removed the carbon tamid, and Lasis Shikutz Shumam, and they placed in something disgusting in the Heichal, namely the Avodah Zarah, the idol, the Tselem. So Gemara says, V'chad Havad, was there only one Tselem in the Heichal? V'haksiv, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk is found in Daniel, V'akanaf Shikutzim Mishumam, there were multiple, there are at least two idols that were placed in the Heichal. So Amar Rava, Rava explains, Trei Havu, there were really two, you're right. However, Nafo Chad HaChavri, one idol, one Tselem fell on the other one. The Tavri Le'liyadim broke the hand of the one that fell on top of. The Shakech Tavaksiv, and that's what was written about this Tselem, that on the Tzavis L'charuva Besa, Yadcha Hashim Islay. You wanted to, one idol said to the next idol, you wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and have Klai Yisrael follow you in the worship of Avodah Zarah. As a result of that, I'm going to pay back by removing your hand. Take Nekama. So unclear exactly what that that conversation was between the two different idols. You know, that goes back to the famous story of Avram in his father's house, where he broke all the idols and one stood remaining, and the one idol broke the other idols. It wasn't me. It was the God in the middle. So obviously it wasn't the God in the middle. There's no such thing. So unclear how to interpret this, you know, this dialogue between these two and the fight between these two idols. But somehow that was what's indicated by the Psukim at the very the surface level, that there were two idols, ended up being just one idol. And those were the five things that happened in Shivasar Tammuz. We'll stop here and pick up tomorrow with what happened on Tisha B'Av.